This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Also, we will talk to Cassandra Jones, Fox 5. Snowpocalypse, Snowmageddon. We're all going to die.
No.
We're not.
Mildly inconvenience, perhaps.
Desert Vortex, 2019. We'll talk to Cassie. Just is it really going to snow or not? And when and how much? And we'll find out what she knows in just a minute. She looks lovely today in her black dress. Look at that. She looks beautiful. Yes, we'll be able to see it in full HD on the radio in just a moment. Hey, Marina.
Hi.
For the record, we haven't talked to Marina yet. All I know is Marina and I have had an email exchange, and that's about it. How you feeling? Are you excited to be on the radio?
Yes, I am. I didn't expect it, though.
No, you didn't. Do you have us on speakerphone?
Can you hear me?
Not very well.
Okay, just one second.
Thank you. So in the meantime, while she does that, I'm going to read.
Is it better?
No. are you in the bathroom?
No, it's not a bathroom. It's like a hallway. I'm at work. So
oh, I got you. Do you need to go?
No, I'm okay.
Is it easier for you to tell the story or for me to read the email?
You can read the email. That would be better.
Because it totally sucked me in. You're a very good writer.
Thank you.
Marina says it's Valentine's Day. I just took my dog for a very long walk, so it made one of us very happy. I lied. It made me very happy, too. The reason why I'm writing you is I need your help finding this guy I just saw at the store, like, less than 2 hours ago. Remember, this was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So there's little time this past almost a week. I was on my way home from work. Marina's a nurse at a hospital. Oh, great. So while Marina's on the phone with us, lives are in jeopardy. Marina's a nurse at one of the hospitals here in town. I stopped by the liquor store to get a bottle of wine. While I was on my way out of the store, how awesome is this? While I'm on my way out, a guy comes in. It all just happened in a second or two. Please keep that in mind. He looks at me real quick, just like you'd look at anybody else in his store. But then he looks back at me right away. Double take.
Oh, pa-pow.
And we look at each other as we pass each other, and I exit the store. In that short moment, I had so many thoughts regarding this man going on in my head, I couldn't believe myself.
Oh.
Don't you ever get this feeling when you meet somebody for the first time that you both click? Be it your future friend or a significant other, it doesn't matter. I had that feeling with this man. I know he experienced it too. Not sure what I can do at this point. I'm positive that we had a moment / connection. This is so Craigslist right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm positive that we had a moment / connection. 100%. I'd like to get to know this man if it's possible. Can you please help me to find him? So here's what I want to do. We're not going to get in trouble if we name names, right? What store were you at?
It was Top Shelf Liquor and Wine on Fort Apache.
Yeah, Top Shelf.
Top Shelf Liquor and Wine.
Top Shelf Liquor's there on Fort Apache near Sunset.
Yeah, that's right.
And what time do you remember? What time of the night was it?
It was around like 7:45, 8 p.m.
Fort Apache and Sunset, between 7:45 and 8.
Okay.
And what did this guy look like? Now, by the way, here's my real, what I really want to have happen for this. We're going to have we're going to find a day that maybe you can come in the morning. And I want to bring in police sketch artists.
Oh, wow.
And I want to get an artist rendition of this guy.
Okay.
So that we can put out a P1 APB and find this guy.
I feel bad for him now.
No.
This is good. You obviously had some sort of connection with this man, and he's probably feeling the same thing. He's like, dang, why did I go after her?
By the way, a hot Russian nurse wants to track him down. Are you kidding? We're doing him a favor.
He owes us.
What did he look like?
Red curly hair, maybe like 5'8", 5'9", skinny. That's pretty much it.
I love this because we'll be able to find this guy.
Yeah, red hair. That eliminates a giant part of the population.
Yeah.
Red curly hair.
Yeah.
Like what length? Shorter?
Medium. Well, not long, but kind of like, well, maybe more on the shorter side.
Shorter hair. Got it.
Did you catch an eye color?
Oh, God.
No. Well, I don't even. It was like, remember, like 2 seconds. No, I don't.
Okay.
I've looked at you every weekday for the last a lot of years.
2 days.
And I couldn't tell you.
What. Yeah. Okay, well, freckles?
I didn't see.
Okay.
I was focused on his nose for some reason. It's a little on the bigger side, and I like bigger noses.
Bigger nose, but
see,
a hot,
big nose?
But a hot big nose.
Dude, curly red hair, big nose. We'll find this guy by the time the show's over today.
Was it Ronald McDonald?
Stop it. Yeah, very pale complexion.
Large, Ronald is 6'2". No.
Large red shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, big nose. God, this is great. We're going to find this dude. At first, I thought we had no shot. I'm like, okay, maybe we'll get lucky. I did have a question. Oh, how old do you think he is? If you had to guess.
He's probably like 38.
Late 30s.
Looks 38.
Yeah.
Could be 21.
Late 30s.
No.
Is it
late
30s. Is it Ed Sheeran?
No, not at all. He has like skinny face. Ed Sheeran is kind of like on the rounder side.
Does he? No, he doesn't look like a celebrity, does he?
No.
Yeah, because right now it's Carrot Top for me.
No, hang on. Somebody who's could be Carrot Top. Is it Carrot Top? Do you know who Carrot Top is?
No.
By the way, I can hook you up. We know a guy. We're actually friends with Carrot Top's brother.
Yeah.
Isn't that the dumbest, most random thing? True story, a very well-connected friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
This dude sounds like Cody Eakin.
Oh, he does.
Of the Golden Knights.
Cody doesn't have curly hair and he's taller.
What do you know about
him?
She's the one who saw him in the liquor store.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
Did you see if he had a ring? That's important right now. We're pursuing a man that...
details.
No, I was looking at his face. So, okay. And remember, it was 2 seconds.
Okay.
Not much time.
Do you remember what he was wearing? Only because when we were trying to piece this together...
Something very low key, nothing too fancy.
Like t-shirt?
Probably like a hoodie.
Okay. I knew you were going to say that.
And jeans, not like jeans, but some kind of maybe hiking pants or something like that.
Hiking pants. That's a really great.
Beige maybe or something. I don't remember anymore.
Yeah, you were focused on his nose.
that's right.
On his beautiful giant nose.
Yeah, Cody Eakin doesn't have a big nose, so.
Did you look him up already?
I did. I looked up photos. He doesn't have big
curly
nose.
Hair?
Nope, straight red hair.
You're sure his hair was curly?
Yes,
because honest to God, I really want this guy to be Cody Eakin. I really do. He plays for the Golden Knights, by the way, if you don't know who Cody Eakin is. I really want it to be Cody Eakin.
Any facial hair?
No.
Any nose hairs? Anything? Anything else that we might be able to use to find this guy?
So when I was about to leave from the store, right, he came out, and I saw that he came up to a homeless man, and he gave him something. So I assume it was change, and I liked that part.
Oh, so he's a compassionate soul.
Man,
that's nice.
This is good. This is very.
I'm gonna screw this up in my notes because I just wrote down homeless guy in my notes, and I'm gonna go. Yeah, he was red curly hair, 5'8", 5'9". He's homeless. here's the thing. Somebody knows something.
Yeah.
So if you know All right, I think that's it. Would you be willing? Are you on social media?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold. Will you give us your social media, you know, where we can find you, so we know what you look like? We're going to keep your identity secret until the right time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think I have any of my pictures in there.
We're not going to bust you out until we think it's time for a love match. Until we get some good leads.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Perfect. Any other questions, Kayla?
No, I think I'm good.
Spence?
No, I will say this. I know the owner of that Top Shelf. And so I will inquire as to whether or not we can get surveillance footage of the gentleman.
That's awesome.
I'm not kidding.
You've got to call
now
him today.
I feel even worse.
You've got to call him today because that stuff may only last for a week.
Yeah, I'm checking right now.
Oh my gosh.
I'm already checking.
You're a rock star.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Will you also see if they carry Bellmead whiskey?
They do.
From Nashville?
Oh, good. I don't know. They carry a lot of whiskey.
No, I'm sure they do. I know. We know somebody. All right. Lil Jess, are we missing anything?
Any dimples on the cheeks?
Oh, she can't hear
me. She can't hear me.
Were there any dimples?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
How about his
teeth? I don't know. He wasn't smiling, so I didn't think.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha.
He was a man on a mission. He was getting booze.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
And then getting a lady.
Yeah, little did he know. He walked right by the love of his life.
Oh.
The hot Russian nurse, Marina.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, that's what I say. Oh, my gosh. All right. I think we've asked enough questions for one day. So here's my real plan. I want to get sketch artists. I want to get a private investigator, if needed.
Right.
My God, we'll have surveillance footage of the guy that we think that it is.
Quite possibly.
We can post that, right? Have you seen this man?
I don't know. That's legal.
No, of course you can. Why isn't it? If he stole something, we could put it up and we could go, have you seen this man?
Yeah, I think that's different than just, hey, some random dude. There's some girls hot for you.
Is it illegal to look through the credit card receipts and maybe find his name?
This is a morning radio show. This is official public business. This is real. Do I got to get the mayor to sign off on this? Because she will.
I'd feel a lot
You know she will. If I get the mayor on and get her to give her blessing, she will sign off.
I think getting Intercom Radio of Pennsylvania to sign off would be more difficult.
They already told me I can.
The post-surveillance video?
No, that part
okay,
I don't
know.
But if they told me, you know it works for me. They tell me I can do one thing. That means I can do all the things.
Right.
All right, Marina, we love you. Don't get fired. Go back to work.
All right, thank you. You have a good one.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. You know what? I love her. I love this. Were you expecting when we went into this for him to be, you know, like tall and dashing and
dark
hair, piercing blue eyes. You know, he looked like a Wolverine. And, you know, and all that. And he's muscular and he was wearing. No. It's a 5'9 dude with red curly hair and a big nose. I love that.
It's very descriptive. I like it. Yeah.
Late 30s. Obviously lives on the west side. Top Shelf Liquors on Valentine's night about 7:45, 8 o'clock.
That's great.
Wearing a hoodie and maybe hiking pants. And gave money to the homeless guy on his way in. Not on the way out. On the way in. That's cool.
Yeah.
Somebody knows this guy. I want to find him for our new best friend, Marina. If you know something. I feel like it's one of those missing person show. If you know something, call 702-364-9898 or reach out on social media. If you send us a picture.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not Cody Eakin.
No.
We already established that.
It's not
Doesn't
Ronald
have a big
McDonald.
Nose. He's like 6 foot. No. It's different
not,
guy.
It's not Carrot Top.
it might be Carrot Top, but we don't think so.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5. 90.4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.